This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across the country, including those that are listening to us on the Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live. And not to forget about our selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the biggest markets across America, as well as our leading independent stations out there, too, just for good measure, sprinkled around. And, of course, if you're listening to us on the stream, then you're hearing us on the Internet. We always are available there, either on GCNlive.com or over on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, or you can go over to any one of the radio stations that has a stream, and you'll hear it over there. But the satellite, we're on Westwood One satellite all around the world. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, the over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel drivers, the men and women coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our FedEx and our UPS drivers, our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, thank you so very much. Our suicide jockeys hauling the gasoline, the diesel, and other petroleum products so we can do what we got to do and get where we got to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook. We're there as the Captain's America Third Watch radio show on Facebook. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter at Captain's America, and our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and check it out and see what we have to offer. Okay, joining us right now from California, sticking around, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And thank you for being there. And now we're going to go down and we're going to dig out of the trenches, because I'm sure he's moving around down there somewhere. We've got retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm laying low in the trenches, but I'm here.
Yep. Yeah. We know trenches. Yep. We sure as heck know trenches. Okay. And the gang went back inside. It's now down to 84 degrees, Kyle, so we've lost 2 degrees since the beginning of the show.
All right, well, the right direction.
Yep. Okay, are you guys ready to say the pledge?
Ready, Captain.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance, to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, let's just take ourselves up there towards Atlanta and Fulton County, Georgia. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. What a deal, what a deal. Donald Trump indicted for the fourth time. Everybody's saying, that's it, his goose is cooked, he's done. Well, what do you think?
Well, if it plays out like it has with every single indictment, this being the fourth, he has actually surged in popularity. In fact, even polls amongst independents and others have shown that he's going to rise amongst black Americans, but particularly Hispanic Americans and Hispanic women.
Yep.
As never before. So it may well be what the Democrats were most trying to prevent, which is kind of a surge And the feeling that came about in 2016 to affect change and draining the swamp, those things like that ahead of 2024. So we'll wait and see. We don't know what the full impacts will be, but the short-term impacts have actually played to the favor of Trump and to the disfavor of the left and Biden.
Kyle, what do you think?
Well, I do think that, once again, you know, Trump is going to be able to make the case to the American people that there is that two-tier justice system going on. You know, why go after Trump for this? Especially because I think it turns mostly on that phone call. But be that as it may, going and looking for votes or even challenging an election result at these different levels is not illegal. In fact, there are procedures for that. And in many ways, he was relying on counsel. So, you know, this is one of those things where they've literally, lack of a better term, trumped it up to such a great degree.
Well, you got to believe there was an attorney sitting right there with him when he was talking to the Secretary of State, Raffensperger. You got to believe that. But listen to this name of people that got indicted. This is unbelievable. Donald Trump, of course, Rudy Giuliani, Mark Meadows, John Eastman, Kenneth Chesbro, Jeffrey Clark, Jenna Ellis, Robert Cheely, Mike Roman, David Schaefer, Sean Still, Stephen Lee, Harrison Floyd, Trevian Kuth, Sidney Powell, Kathy Latham, Scott Hall, Christy Hampton, and Ray Smith. I'm sorry, Misty Hampton and Ray Smith. Gee whiz. And by the way, Misty Hampton was the Coffee County election supervisor. Colonel?
Yes.
Colonel?
That's a total of 19 indictments there, which you should anticipate because the basis of this indictment was expanding the Georgia racketeering or RICO laws. So in order to do that, you virtually got to include everybody in the indictment that spoke on the phone, sent an email, or did anything like that. One of those is of particular interest to me, the one that probably the least heard of, and that's David Schaefer. David Schaefer's the former chair of the Georgia Republican Party.
Yep.
He's also a guy that when I was in Georgia several years ago, campaigned for to be lieutenant governor. And the outgoing lieutenant governor, a guy named Duncan, is one of the biggest nemesis that is assisting in this indictment.
All right, hold that thought, you guys. We'll be right back with more folks on the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you want to call, 877-969-8600.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This segment brought to you by Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-E-U-S. Moss Nissan with all those dealerships around. I'll tell you what, their goal, pretty simple, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Now, Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, mossnissan.com, the website, they've got they are the home, and they've got the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military and veterans and first responders, whether you're EMS, firefighter, or police, and church pastors too, all get a great deal offered to you. Now, they've also got Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, which means you get free oil changes and free tire rotations for, again, as long as you have the vehicle. Now, Nissan locations are in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. That's the big flagship store. You'll see the big old American flag up there in the air about a mile, mile and a half away. You'll know you're headed in the right direction. Plus, you got Nissan and Acura side by side. Nissan on one side, Acura on the other side of it, right there on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. And, of course, they're up in Brooksville right now on State Route 50, on the west side of Brooksville, State Route 50. Big, brand-new store. Again, big flagpole to look at. And they're right there up against the Suncoast Expressway. So right there where the toll road comes together, west side of Brooksville, off State Route 50. Off State Route 50, right there. Now, don't forget, go to MossNissan.com, M-A-U-S-Nissan.com, and when you talk to the sales rep, tell them the captain sent you. Watch and see what happens. You're going to be pleasantly surprised. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And we got Lieutenant Colonel retired Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning.
Now, Hawaii is really getting serious. And yesterday, much to the chagrin of many, including probably a lot of the people sitting there in Maui, was a comment made by Joe Biden when somebody yelled at him. One of the reporters says, Mr. President, anything to say about Maui? He goes, no, I don't. He mumbled whatever he mumbled about not having any comments. Why couldn't you say my thoughts and prayers are with the people, or we're going to give them the help they need, this, that, and the other? Instead, he blew them off. That was really, it was beyond callous. It was mean.
Yeah, to give no comment under those circumstances is astounding. I mean, there's a lot of firsts going on in this historical presidency, but that's got to rise right up there, particularly since in the past they were so critical of other presidents, including Trump, and their reaction to this thing. But, yeah, to say no comment. And he said no comment even before the second and slightly more difficult question. He could have seized on that and been a hero. Instead, he made the choice, the self-inflicted, wounding choice, to say no comment. I mean, if you give him the greatest benefit of the doubt, you can say, well, he didn't hear. Well, if you don't hear, you ask him to repeat it. Instead, you do this, and then the White House is playing and saying, well, this, that, and the other, and nobody believes that anyway. Nobody believes anything that comes out of the White House in defense of what he has to say. But the follow-up question was, how about aid? What are you going to do to help them? That's a slightly more difficult question. Of course, he'd already said no comment. He's already ushering himself out. And so that's a question. There's a lot of questions about why aren't we doing more and why didn't we do more, one, to prevent and to provide the aid. And, Biden, where are you going to be this week?
Yeah.
Not in Hawaii.
Well, the fire is 85% contained right now, contained as we speak. Firefighters have done a bang-up job considering. And 2,000 acres has been consumed. And about 5,000 structures have either been destroyed or seriously damaged. And there's at least, from what I've heard, 1,000 people that are still missing.
Yeah, that's what I've heard as well. Of course, 96 is the count, but that will rise. The one good news story is that I heard about yesterday, and they interviewed some folks that even people that lost absolutely everything, but they're able to get up and moving around, they are the ones who are providing the aid because the first responders, of course, are suffering their own losses and all
that. Yeah.
But it's ordinary Hawaiians that are reaching out and helping others that suffer the same fate. Phoenix rising out of the ashes, there is some good news there, but it's going to be a while recover from this. It really is.
Yep.
100-year event.
Yep. Kyle, what you think?
Well, certainly, I appreciate exactly what Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright's talking about. This looks like this is going to be quite some time in trying to get anybody back to some semblance of normal there. And for the president to do what he did is really, I mean, I can't imagine any other president doing that and not getting massive criticism. But one story that did catch attention, Kevin, just turning now to military topics, and that is the hypersonic weapons, of course, that Russia definitely has already. We understand the U.S. and Japan are now going to announce they're going to work on a joint defense against hypersonic weapons. What kind of development time do you think there's going to be for this? Is this years and years from now, or what do you think?
Yeah, I don't know how far in development you are, but in studying research of that, we've been doing that. But, yeah, this is on the cusp of the joint, in the face of everything that's going on with China and Russia, South Korean, Japanese, and Americans meeting at Camp David to discuss a defense strategy. That could be to actually develop and have that on hand could be a great deterrence, which is always number one. If we can have the deterrence, it may not stop the Russians from doing what they did north of Scotland and what they did along Alaska International Waters, flaunting us with their bombers and all that, or what they're doing in the waters off Ukraine. But they had a report about taking the Russian soldiers off a commercial freighter right there. And what were they doing there? and those kinds of things. Of course, that's a part of trying to intersect and stopping the grain exports, because they already said months ago that, hey, we're no longer going to respect international law to allow to continue to feed the world, because Ukraine is part of the breadbasket of the world right there. So, yeah, we'll wait and see. But it is significant. To develop that significant, to actually announce it, that we're going to talk about that is helpful. But, yeah, like on so many things, we are falling behind. And it's not so much the numbers of stuff we have, like we talked, you talked earlier about China versus United States in terms of the size of the Navy. It's not so much important that China has a bigger Navy. We, like the captain said, we can't keep up with that. But we got to keep the technological edge. That is absolutely imperative. And some of the things that underlie that, the Chinese have some control over. So that's what most needs our attention.
Okay, we got to
have the quality over the quantity.
We got a caller on the line. I'm going to take it. It's Barnyard Billy. Good morning, here, Mr. Billy.
Yes, Captain, this is Barnyard Billy. Anyway, also known as Backgammon Bob. Anyway, just wanted to ask the Colonel about the down ballot race. Are we concentrating too much on the presidential election in 24, and we need to concentrate on the down ballot races in both the national, state, and local level, as I believe that is the most important thing, is to win the presidency isn't enough. So we have to win the houses, and also even a lot of the local governorships and all these. This is the Democratic Party in general has to be ousted from a lot of the positions that they can. Anyway, that's it, Cap.
Of course. Well, that's what we talk about all the time. It's think nationally, but act locally.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, that's General Flynn's opening line and everything he talks, and he'll be talking Thursday night, and I'll be down there in Sarasota. But
I see he's been listening to me again.
Yeah, the short answer to BB is yes, absolutely. Now, the national news makes you think that it's only about the presidential election and the primary and the Fox debate coming up and all that. But I do believe that locally, that Americans are thinking much more locally, and it's coming to understand in a much better sense than perhaps they have in a long, long time, that the local things matter. And so they're paying attention to things that they didn't before. And so, yeah, but nationally, and the National Republican Party and others, they best pay attention to, one, retaining the House, recovering the Senate, but also retaining state legislatures and in good numbers and all that, and getting federal judges and judges appointed and put in position that can't do the crazy things like they're doing in Atlanta, New York, and California, IA.
All right, here comes the music. I got to let you go, Colonel. We look forward to talking to you on Thursday.
See you Thursday, Captain.
All right, thank you very much.
Talk to you later.
All right, very good. And, Kyle, you hang on, and good morning to Christine in Sarasota. She says, isn't Obama from Hawaii? He should say something. Well, he's not from Hawaii. He has a Hawaiian birth certificate because he lived there with his grandma for a while. We'll see what he says. I haven't heard him say a word yet. All right, we'll be right back with some Stoic and Harrison on sports.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA News Update. The Fulton County District Attorney says presidential candidate Donald Trump was part of a criminal conspiracy to overturn Georgia's 2020 election results. Democrat Fannie Willis said Trump must surrender by noon on Friday. Racketeering charges were originally developed to take down mobsters. 18 other people have also been charged in the case surrounding the 2020 election. Georgia authorities released the indictment before the grand jury in Georgia made the decision yesterday. Julian Epstein, former House Judiciary Committee special counsel, weighs in on Fox News last night.
The president asked the Secretary of State in Georgia to find 11,780 votes. I think the prosecutors are going to have to prove that he wanted the secretary and local officials to falsify the actual election returns. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to be very difficult to prove.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. In this portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. That's right, Relief Factor. I've been taking it every day in the morning when I start my day for 13 years, and the reason I take it, twofold. It works. That's why I'm telling you about it. It's 100% drug-free. It has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which helps your body to support its natural response to inflammation by lowering or eliminating pain or swelling or inflammation wherever it happens to be, going right straight to the source. And it's 100% botanical and fish oil product, too, made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. To simply put it this way, it's like taking a vitamin pill to help you out. Now, it's $19.95 and a three-week quick start. You go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, 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 $19.95. Give it a try. See how it works out for you. All right. Well, joining us right now, we've got Kyle Warren, first of all. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And we've got Harrison on sports. Yep, our weekly story here feature with Harrison and sports. And, Harrison, I want to start out today because we have a situation for our national audience here. A lot of people know about the Tampa Bay Rays, right?
Absolutely.
And they also know about this superstar, young star, who I believe this year was an all-star as well, Wander Franco. Now, he's a Major League Baseball player. A very good one, and he's been placed on a restricted list and will not be traveling with the Tampa Bay Rays as an investigation has been opened regarding an inappropriate relationship with a minor, and we're not sure what's going on there. We're just reporting the news story as such, but you might have a little bit more on that, and what would that be?
Well, for the most part right now, based on what we officially do know, that is pretty much summed up exactly. Wander Franco, who was indeed an all-star this year for the first time in his career with the Tampa Bay Rays, he has been placed on the restricted list, which, just to clarify for the audience, is simply when you're put off the roster for the time being while you're still a member of the organization. That should not, even though the name of it sounds bad, that should not be any specific indicator of what is going on. MLB is officially conducting an investigation on these allegations that spurred from social media, specifically the app X, formerly known as Twitter. All we know about these allegations is that Twitter is saying he has had a relationship with a teenager, but more will have to be investigated to see the validity of such. The Rays communications team has indeed also said that Franco did not travel to San Francisco. He will not be with the team for the duration of the road trip, and that has been said for now. As more updates come, we will be able to report on that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's going on in the world of baseball?
Yes, on a more positive note, the Tampa Bay Rays did start their road trip on the right foot with a blowout win in the Battle of the Bays against the Giants. Tyler Glasnow, who just came back from missing a start due to back spasms, just had six strong innings of work, striking out seven and allowed just one run. And along with Glasnow, it was quite the night for rookies. Curtis Meade went 3-for-5. Olivis Bisabe, who has been called up to take the spot of Wander Franco, picked up a couple RBIs. And Jacob Lopez picked up a three-inning save in his major league debut. So hats off to him for a nice debut.
Mm.
The Rays will return tonight with another game in their series against the Giants, and Zach Littell will take the mound to start the game for Tampa Bay. The Marlins will win their third in a row with a 5-1 win over the Houston Astros. Jorge Soler, Luis Arraez, and trade deadline acquisition Josh Bell go back to back to back in the eighth inning to put the game away for the Fish. Miami finds themselves back in a wild card spot with just a slim one game lead over the Cubs and the Reds. Meanwhile, back in the American League, one team that continues to watch their playoff hopes slip away are the Yankees, as weird as it is to say. With a blowout loss to the Braves last night, the Yankees cling to a winning record and are just one game over 500. They are in full control of last place in the American League East. And if they finish there, it would be their first last place finish since 1990 and just the third time that this would happen since 1912. So we're looking at potentially the third last place finish for the Yankees since the sinking of the Titanic for that full context. Yeah, it is a wild stat when you put it like that. Max Scherzer continues to be a fantastic pickup for the Texas Rangers with a dominant start against the Angels where he went seven shutout innings, striking out 11, and gave up just one hit. He might be thinking about that lone hit a little extra. Since heading to Arlington, Mad Max has gone 3-0 with a 180 ERA. While on the topic of starting pitchers, Clayton Kershaw will take the mound for the Dodgers tonight, looking to extend the Dodgers' 8-game winning streak. Kershaw has had a strong return from the injured list, where in his last start he picked up five strong innings, giving up just one run in a no decision against the Rockies. Since we're on the topic of playoff teams, let's just take a look at how things are going on as we get closer into the home stretch. In order of seeding, the division leaders in the American League are the Baltimore Orioles in the East, the aforementioned Texas Rangers in the West, and the Minnesota Twins in the Central. If the playoffs were to start today, the Orioles and the Rangers would get a bye to the American League Division Series, while the Minnesota Twins would play in the wild card round despite being a division winner. It's very similar to that NFL format before it changed a couple of years ago for those who are looking for a comparison. The wild card teams in order in the American League are the Rays, the defending World Series champion Astros, and the Blue Jays. And if the playoffs started today, the Rays would have a rematch with Houston in St. Petersburg, while the Jays would travel to Minnesota. Keep an eye on those Mariners and Red Sox, though, because they're within three games of wild card spots. And now here's the situation in the National League. The Braves lead the East, and all of Major League Baseball on top of that. The Dodgers lead the West, and the Brewers lead the Central. So just like in the American League, the East and West teams would be the ones getting that bye to the Division Series. And the current wild card teams are the reigning National League champion Phillies, the Giants, and the Marlins. So the playoffs began today. The Phillies would host the Giants, and the Marlins would be bound for Milwaukee. But keep an eye on the Cubs and the Reds. They are both within one game of the Marlins. And while we like to talk magic numbers, these numbers are still very much in the 40s, so we'll probably hold off on those for a little bit longer. After all, we still got 6 weeks that separate us and October. So that'll do it for your MLB update. We now return you to the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right. Well, Harrison, in a couple of weeks, you're going to be talking about some college football, too. You're going to be up on that. I'm looking forward to that and see what's going on. How's that?
Oh, I'm very excited for it, especially when we get to talk about those Gators.
Oh, yeah. Go Gators. And by the way, we'll have a new sponsor for that, too. You'll like it. All right. I'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you very much. Kyle, hang on, and folks are coming back with the final segment of the program right after we tell you about what we're about to do here. This is a little preview as to what's coming. Here we go.
Hey, it's the Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google AdvancedPodiatryAndWoundCare.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
All righty, we're coming back, folks, right after this break with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Tuesday. And when we come back, we'll tell you what that means. And, of course, the final segment coming up. It's going to talk about, some stuff that we've been sitting on here during the show. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Yes, you will, and I hope I see you today at Mission Barbecue. We always have a lot of fun there, have a good group, a lot of conversations, and of course, they play the national anthem at 12 noon. Everybody stands up, and the veterans salute the flag, and everybody else stands up and puts their hands over their heart. It's quite a thing to watch. Now, this portion of the program, final segment of today's show, brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor, as it always is, and they are the absolute best when it comes to blinds, shades, or shutters. I've known them for years. I've worked with them since the very first days I was on the radio down there in Sarasota before I came up here to big old Tampa. Now, from installation to parts and cleanings, they're the ones to call. And be sure to tell them that I sent you. You know why? Because you're going to get a deal if you are a first responder or military. And all you got to do is tell them such. Tell them I sent you. Watch and see what happens. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Yep, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Stop on him or call him at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And that includes you people listening around the country. If you need some parts for your shades or your shutters, you can't find them up there where you're at, Well, call Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They'd be happy to send it to you, 941-922-2345. And they've got a website. You can go look up whatever you need in terms of parts and whatnot, and you might be able to find it there. So, local, experienced, Sarasota is their home. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road, Sarasota, 941-922-2345. Tell them the captain sent you. All right, Kyle Warren is back with me. You know, Kyle, last night was a busy night. We've talked a lot about it, but we're going to kind of dive into this right now. Donald Trump, of course, being indicted in Georgia. Totally different. This is a state's charge now, a state charge. Now, a lot of people are confused about this because they're going, oh, he'll just pardon himself and that'll be that if he gets convicted. No, 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 If he gets convicted of this felony charge or these felonies that he's got against him, he's going to jail. That's all there is to it. And he cannot pardon himself, can he, Kyle?
No, there's, in the state of Georgia, they have to go through a pardoning board.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have to wait, I think you were saying at least five years.
Mm-hmm.
And we also, we were able to confirm here, Captain, that the Georgia District Attorney, Fannie Willis, has given Trump until August 25th to surrender. So earlier we thought it might be later this week, but it looks like August 25th.
Does that mean the rest of them have to be earlier?
No. The other 18 individuals also have until noon, August 25th, to come in to surrender to law enforcement.
Okay.
So that could happen earlier, but that's the deadline, it looks like.
Okay, well, that's good. That gives him some opportunities to go out and do a little bit more campaigning. But, see, the problem is you don't know what's going to happen when he does surrender and he goes before a judge because she's one of the ones that said he was a flight risk, I do believe.
Right. That'd be hard-pressed, I think, to try to really make that case. I think she'll try to go for it. A lot of that is for dramatic sake, I think, at this point. You know, this whole thing, as we've been talking about this morning, and for those just joining us, you know, this is to question an election or to go and talk about how was the methodology done, what was missed, perhaps. That's not illegal. That's been done
no.
in elections since time immemorial.
And let me stop you for a second and let me take everybody back to 2000 when Al Gore and company and George Bush and company were going literally from county to county down here in Florida, because that was a deciding state, demanding that all these votes be counted in each individual state. And I actually remember the hanging chads. Didn't they call them hanging chads?
That's right.
And to watch
pregnant chads.
Yeah, and to watch them with with magnifying glasses and trying to determine whether or not there was an indentation on a piece of paper, we were sitting up there in New York State laughing at these people down here. I mean, how on earth could you possibly get involved in something like that? But so now they're talking about Trump questioning the vote. And by the way, I think that election was like, 500 votes?
That's right. Well, but again, this smacks of political gamesmanship. This is also very different, say, for example, to the classified documents case.
Mm-hmm.
But this particular thing in Georgia, it's hard to imagine that this would be bound over for trial in any other kind of environment for any other politician who questioned what happened, why did I lose? And so it's going to be very interesting to see. But once again, it uncovers here when you have a grand jury, and there's no defense, by the way, for the targets of the grand jury, there's no defense. Now Trump and the others will be able to mount a defense, and we'll see where it goes from there.
Well, when Trump famously called the Georgia Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, on January the 2nd, 2021, and suggested the state's top elections official could help find the votes Trump needed to beat Biden, he might have used the wrong word with find, but he didn't mean go grab them or anything like that, because I'm positive, I know I would be, I'm pretty sure, I'll say I'm positive or pretty sure, that he was sitting there with an attorney beside him when he was talking to him.
Well, you know, typically when somebody says something, you know, you try to put the, what is the most clear interpretation of what somebody's talking about? What, you know, what, in other words, it doesn't have to be some kind of fantastical conspiracy secret message kind of thing. But he, I think what he was saying was, if, you know, all you got to do is find this number of votes, and that would throw the election. It wasn't an invitation to fraud, which is what how I think the prosecutor is trying to make it sound like.
No, and he might have worded it a little differently to be technical, but, I mean, for God's sake, I mean, I just don't see the intent here or him trying to inform somebody. He didn't offer money, didn't offer him stature, didn't offer him anything. He made a comment. Now, here's a quote that Trump said on this Truth Social website. He said that Willis is using a potential indictment of him and other innocent people as a campaign and fundraising con job, adding it's all based on a perfect phone call as president challenging election fraud, which was my duty and my right.
Well, right. I mean, and even contained right there, Captain, you know, President Trump, he uses the terminology a perfect phone call, which is a little out of the ordinary in and of itself. People don't typically describe things as a perfect phone call. But that's just Trump being Trump. So, again, right. The most basic interpretation of what he was saying in that conversation wasn't nefarious. I don't think people thought of it that way. But they're trying to glom on to that. And trying to build this case and then bring in the RICO thing and all this. This is all designed to rattle people who have been indicted as well,
well
in order to come up with something else on Trump.
They are desperately trying to get somebody to roll over on Trump. You know that. I know that. Because listen to this list of who's who. Donald Trump, of course, the top guy being indicted. Then you got Rudy Giuliani. You've got Mark Meadows, John Eastman, Kenneth Chesbro, you've got Jeffrey Clark, who was a Justice Department official, Jenna Ellis, who's been on TV more often than I can even count, Robert Shelley, who's a lawyer who reportedly promoted the fraud claims, Mike Roman, who's a Trump campaign official, David Schaefer, the Georgia GOP chair and fake elector, Sean Still, fake GOP elector, Stephen Lee, pastor who tried intimidation of election workers, Harrison Floyd, leader of Black Voices for Trump. Kevin Cootey, a publicist used to intimidation of election workers. Sidney Powell, we all know she's a lawyer. Kathy Latham, fake GOP elector tied to Coffee County breach. Scott Hall, tied to Coffee County election system breach. And this is one that's mind-boggling. Misty Hampton, the Coffee County elections supervisor. And Ray Smith, Trump campaign attorney. Those are the people they're hoping off that list they'll get one person that'll roll over.
Well, that's right. And I think a lot of people across the nation see this as a buildup of indictments. They're getting desensitized to it, and it's too much. And I think they start to really see that the left is coming after Trump with everything that they have because they know they can't sell their agenda.
And they can't beat him. They can't beat him in 2024. They can't beat him. Joe Biden is a cooked goose. He's done in politics. He can't win. He just can't. All right, Kyle, I'll talk to you tonight in the radio. Thanks a lot. Great job. All right, and folks, remember, today, Mission Barbecue, I'll be there for lunch. Stop on by. I'll be there till about 1 o'clock. And tonight, Tampa Bay Trump Club at Mugs, 6:30 to 8:30. See you there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.